With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Dana C. is on the front lines, on the ground in Louisville. She teaches at the University of Louisville. She lives in the Highland area. She was at protests last night. She and her children are involved in some sort of protest in one form or another. And so I am so honored to have you here on the Shaletta Show. Miss Dana, thank you so much for being on WCCO.
Thank you for inviting me, first of all, but then also for just keeping all eyes on Louisville, all eyes on Breonna. We really do appreciate all of the support, and particularly in light of what you all have just experienced with mm-hmm. George Floyd. So they seem to be, you know, the two who we're having to keep lifted up in this time of oppression, continued oppression, you know, and particularly in this time of state-sanctioned violence, which, you know, we may get to at some point in this interview. So thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you were on the ground last night. Tell us what happened. Where were you?
So ground zero here is called Injustice Square, which is right in the heart of, right directly across the street from the courthouse, directly across the street from where the mayor, mayor's office is located. And so we met there on yesterday and around 5 o'clock Eastern time, and we proceeded to march. The police here have been in full force, along with the National Guard. We have been on curfew for since right before the announcement was made for the by the Attorney General. And I mean, in many ways, it's unnerving. To go down to, you know, you're going about your day, and just to see them in preparation for what they anticipated to be rioting and violence and all once the announcement was made. So we started there, and then we began to walk. And in that process, as we were walking, you know, the police were just on all fronts, you know, trying to hem us in. And that has happened on a number of occasions. When we set out to march, they try to block us in so they can arrest us and say, okay, you all didn't stop, and so we, you know, are going to arrest you or block us and hem us in, you know, to try to create fear, which that does sometimes work. So yeah, but last night they actually shot off these sound bombers or whatever, and that was totally unexpected. And so, of course, you know, people were very alarmed by that. So just very aggressive, very aggressive.
Did you ever feel like at any point, Dana, that your life was on the line? Because looking at it from here, wow. and being at these protests myself, the police in Louisville were very aggressive with you all in a way that they were not with us. You know, in Minneapolis, they allowed us to march. They allowed us to protest. They allowed us to show our frustration and our grief. And so when I was out there, even with my children, as you take your kids, I never felt like my life was on the line. But I looked and I saw the tactics they were using. And I was looking at the live feed because I'm in news. I can get those type of feeds. And I'm like, are they going to hurt these protesters? Because it's their constitutional right to protest peacefully, and they're not harming anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's so funny you say that, you ask me that, because I just had, you know, I'm in other spaces that I'm in, you know, I was expressing just where I am mentally. You know, I'm also in school. And so, you know, I was just sharing, you know, that my mind is not there right now. My mind is out on the streets. You know, my mind is very much focused on what we're going through right now, because I am not. Let me be clear. I am not interested in seeing ever again what we have been seeing in terms of Black people being killed on television or Black people being harassed and abused on television. Like, we're spectacle. That's what I keep referring it to. Like, we're entertainment, you know, in our everyday lives, to be looked at like we're a movie, you know, like we're a television show. So to answer your question directly, I'm not afraid. You know, I'm not afraid of what happens. When I think about the people that died for us to be able to have the mm-hmm. freedoms that we have right now, mm-hmm. I cannot. Even when we think about the military, you know, the fact that we have military, you know, over in different places, you know, trying to keep, you know, things at bay so that we can have the freedoms to do what we do. You know, how dare we treat our veterans the way that we do? But that's another conversation for another day. But back to your direct question, no. I'm not, because I cannot afford to let fear keep me from being a body when we need bodies out there to be able to. It's a greater number that we have. They can't lock us all up. Right. You know, they can't attack us all. If there's thousands out there, then, you know, I think we should be out there, because that is what is going to hold people back. That is going to be what holds people accountable. And then if you get that on video, then, hey, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dana C. She is an instructor at the University of Louisville. She was out last night protesting. We're going to hear more of her courageous story right here on The Shaletta Show. It's 11:54. You're listening to The Shaletta Show right here on WCCO Radio. I am so honored to have Dana C., an instructor at the University of Louisville. She was out last night protesting once the decision was made that no officers would be charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. She has her finger on the pulse of the city and is not afraid to speak truth to power. I just, your courage, where does it come from? Because a lot of us are sitting back on the sidelines thinking, what can I do? How can I help? But, you know, you are in the fight and not afraid to speak truth to power.
Yeah, you know, Shaletta, that's interesting that thank you for asking that question, because, you know, it's a reflective question. So after we talk, I might have to go and write about this in my journal. But, part of it, much of it is because I am a Christian. You know, I'm a Christian woman, and I am very unapologetic about that. And I'm also unapologetic about being a woman. And my grandmother, my grandparents, you know, they were entrepreneurs and you know, they were very much involved in, you know, in their community. I had an aunt who's an educator, and she was always taking children and really exposing them to experiences, you know, from the Black community that, you know, they might not otherwise have. So I think just seeing that modeled before me, and I recall one particular instance where my grandmother, she was a caterer, but she had her own catering business, but she would do these parties for these white folks. And she would take, you know, let people work with her that were from the church, you know, to get a little side money, that kind of thing. And she would let us go out, her grandkids, and we would help her. And I remember this particular day, I was helping, and I, you know, I'm a social butterfly. So I'm out there talking with the guests, you know, and as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is on the table. And she came to me and told me to come in the kitchen and told me, you can't be out there talking. And I'm like, what? You know, so and I remember thinking at that time, well, sure, why can't I talk to these folks? They're white, but I can still talk to them. And so I think from that moment on, and that is so clear to me, you know, from that moment on, along with just seeing the injustices, you know, the courses that I teach, I try my chair is, you know, gracious to allow me to create courses. And the courses that I teach are courses about having hard conversations. I teach in the communication department. department, having those conversations. How do you as students navigate this current, you know, way of living, the way we're moving forward with technology and everything? How do you do that? And how do you do that effectively and appropriately? And how do you address? And so a lot of my life has just emerged, instances have emerged that have caused, prepare me really for a time such as this. And I am totally, totally sold out on that. I was built for this.
We are so glad to have you on the ground. We are so happy and honored to have you on the show. Dana C. with the University of Louisville, an instructor there in Louisville on the ground protesting with her children. Thank you for being on the Shaletta Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.